The acting chief financial officer of the troubled Freddie Mac company, David Kellerman, was found dead earlier this morning in the basement of his home. Local media are reporting that Kellerman's wife told police he committed suicide. The Justice Department is currently investigating accounting practices at Freddie Mac, though the company officials say that they know of no connection between that investigation and Kellerman's death. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
David Kellerman was 41 years old, married with a 5-year-old daughter. He lived in a luxurious house in a Northern Virginia suburb and drove a black Mercedes convertible. He joined the mortgage company 16 years ago as a financial analyst. Eventually, he became the chief accountant. When the U.S. government took control of Freddie Mac last September as part of its bailout of the company, the chief financial officer was dismissed and David Kellerman was picked as his replacement. Doug Duvall is a Freddie Mac spokesman.
David was very well liked and respected and had a strong work ethic and a great sense of humor. And this is truly sad news for our company, and our hearts certainly go out to his family and friends.
Freddie Mac is just one of many institutions that have gotten in trouble during the financial crisis. Many corporate officers have been under enormous pressures in recent months. David Kellerman was not unique in that regard. Still, his apparent suicide triggered speculation that it was a product of the stress he must have been under. Freddie Mac was effectively decapitalized as a result of deep losses in its mortgage business, and the federal government had to step in with nearly $31 billion to save it. In an official filing last month, Freddie Mac officials disclosed that their company is under 2 investigations by the Securities and Exchange Commission and by the Justice Department. According to the filing, the inquiries are focused on accounting, disclosure, and corporate governance matters. But a source familiar with those investigations say they weren't unusual for a company that has suffered deep capital losses. A Freddie Mac official today said the company knows of no connection between those investigations and Mr. Kellerman's death. There was one other possible source of stress. When Freddie Mac senior executives, including Kellerman, received big retention bonuses after the government bailout of their company, critics were quick to object. Kellerman had gotten only a fraction of the $850,000 promised him, but his neighbors were quoted today as saying Kellerman was troubled by the attention his bonus was getting. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.